אנחנו לומדים מהספר כתבי בעל הסולם את מאמר הערבות בעמוד 392. ניתן לצפות בשידורנו באתר קבלה לעם. ניתן לשאול שם גם שאלות, שאלות נבחרות תשאלנה במהלך השיעור.
We are reading the article the ערבות, and you can ask questions on Kabbalah TV or Sviva Tova. Article the ערבות.
This is the most important subject because we're talking about the connection between the broken vessels that find the right connection between them, that connect as one man and one heart, and then this way in that common desire, that even though that it doesn't become one desire but it becomes as one desire, then in it actually, because there's this inner gap, there's this distance where everyone's far from each other, really there are like two ends. It's a hate that can't be corrected, but love covers all crimes, that above the hate you build these ties of love. And actually, according to the intensity of the hate, there we have to build a bridge of love, and we reach a sum total of hate and love together that remain together. And this gives us the feeling and understanding of what the Creator is. What kind of a special effort, quality it is that consists of the connection of opposites that you can't connect, actually. But they're the complete opposite. So how could it be that they're one? So comes a special force not of this world, that's called the reforming light, and it makes a connection between us that then we really understand what the Creator is. That as a result of the resistance of these forces and the connection between them of love and hate, and we, the result, the middle line, we attain the Creator. The middle line is called the Creator.
That's why we have to somehow ascribe importance to this concept of the Arvut, mutual guarantee, meaning the special connection between the broken vessels that despise one another and try, despite of the hate, because it doesn't belong to us, the hate remains. Also, doesn't belong to us how it appears, in what ways, and what times, what forms. We also don't touch that. It's not our business. This is called world reformers. If we want to remove the hate, no, we need to bond ourselves in love above the hate. These things are very important, very special actions. How, in spite of the hate that comes from the Creator, we understand where it came from and why, where we got it from. This is called, I've created the evil inclination. And together with that, we are building connections of love between us. And then, from that, we discover just how much we are partners with the Creator and working against Him, specifically in working against Him, called My Sons Have Defeated Me. And together with that, we come to the change, this connection with Him, this partnership between us. Between us, meaning between us and the Creator. So this concept of Arvut is very complex because it contains conflicting qualities from the foundation of creation, and together with that, the connection between them. It's all found in the concept of Arvut. Let's see how we can come to it, approach it.
שכל ישראל ערבים זה בזה. וזהו דבר הערבות אשר כל ישראל
the ערבות. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This is to speak of the Arvut, when all of Israel became responsible for one another, because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah, the commandment of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in the article Matan Torah, meaning that each and every one of Israel would take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. And after once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear, each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah and not before.
Meaning that the nation's broken, hates each other, everyone hates each other, is rejected from one another. Everyone has this extensive pride, feels this great pride against or towards others. And this is in order for them to see how much they can't get along with each other. This comes from above. And so eventually they have to decide that we have no choice. Unless we connect, we're doomed. And then we demand the force of Arvut.
Since with this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure.
Meaning, we reach a state where unless we're connected in a way where everyone cares for everyone else and not for himself, without that, they simply can't exist. Just understand the recognition of evil that we have to reach and the understanding of the situation.
And give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him, as explained in the article Matan Torah.
It's as if it sounds very egoistic. How come will I not buy such an insurance policy for myself like the Arvut if by this I acquire confidence and help from 600 people, loyal lovers that are surrounding me? But what do I acquire by this actually? Actually, that the only thing that I do is that I think in their favor. This is what I acquire. There's nothing to sign here. We're in the system of nature. Were I to relate this way to others, even now, I would discover the help of the others, their help as those 600,000 loyal lovers.
For this reason, they were not ready to receive the Torah at the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but only when they came out of Egypt and became a complete nation. Only then was there a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care or concern. However, while they were still mingled with the Egyptians, a portion of their needs was necessarily given into the hands of these savages, permeated with self-love. Thus, the portion that is given into the hands of foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel, because his friends will not be able to provide for those needs, as they will not be in possession of them. Consequently, as long as the individual is troubled with concerns for himself, he is unfit to even begin to observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself.
Questions thus far? Yeah.
What kind of concerns is he talking about in the last paragraph, that as long as a person is troubled by his concerns?
Correct question. It depends on the measure to which society determines the extent of connection that has to be between them. What society decides, because it's from here and up to 100%, that's at Gmar Tikkun. It all depends on the measure of the Arvut, of the connection between the parts. And it's about the measure to which you can bear it, the force of bestowal over the force of reception.
If we're trying to apply it to our general state here right now,
we have to be, I don't know how to put this. We can. Before us, there's this first degree that can really be achieved by us. But it all depends on the importance of the connection. Not to pay attention to the will to receive, to different hardships. It's not good if we pry in the different negative states, negative forces and tensions. We need to only think about the greatness of the connection. How, in this connection, do we discover the force of bestowal? The very first spiritual degree. That's possible. I see these things as something very realistic, really. Of course, it's done by the reforming light, but the yearning for it is something that we can already express. And then the light will work, and it'll be built in us. And that's called that we're doing it. Because the lights, they're there, they're ready. The light's in complete rest. Yes, Niv.
He writes that as long as the individual is troubled by his own concerns, he is unfit to even begin to observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself.
Because he does not devote himself to society, he's not integrated with them, and therefore he himself takes himself out of society. So, of course, he has no connection with spirituality, with the force of Arvut.
What's the end of the rope that helps him come out? If on the one hand he can't stop caring about himself, unless everyone else cares for him, on the other hand, if everyone else doesn't care about him, he can't begin to think about the others. How do you come out of this loop?
I don't see the loop here. I don't see that we have to wait for something, and unless we do it, then we won't receive it, and if we won't receive it, then we won't do it. But we have to do, meaning that I have to determine different systems of connection in corporeality and also spiritual ones, by which I draw the light. I draw the friend's attention. I direct myself towards that this way, and all in all, I reach a state where I can be in this inclination toward bestowal more than toward reception.
Arvut is when we have the feeling of that net that we're in. We're in a net. This net is constant. Towards us it seems as if it doesn't exist, or that it's starting to just resurrect and then somehow start existing between us in a relative way. Route 1, 2, 3, 4 through all the degrees. But it exists, and I want it to start being revealed. To the extent that I reveal it, to that extent, I'm included in it. To that extent, I can use it. To that extent, I feel the confidence and everything. But again, what does it mean to the extent? To the extent that I devote myself to it, how? The light that reforms. So what comes first? First is my exertion. Afterwards, the light and what I do through the light. When we're already speaking about a partsuf, how we connect, there we're already in front of the light, that it builds us as one, as the malchut. Before it, we're not malchut. Malchut is 10 points that are connected to one another and are ready to work together. And only together they can depict that approach towards the Creator. Yes?
What is that web?
What connects us
together? That net is the one soul. And we're all parts of it. We're the individuals in it, and everybody's already in unity, in avut, in adhesion between them, and the creators between them, the force of connection that they discover, and they themselves discover it and make it. The creator doesn't exist without the created being. And in this way, we exist.
How to describe this network?
The connection. You know, you can call external articles about this. Also, scientists already speak about it. Also, people from in nature that they say that all plants are interconnected. There's like a underground network that connects them all. That there's like a network that connects all the birds together, all the fish together. They feel one another. We're discovering this now lately more and more. Meaning that the world isn't only round, but it works from that network, and we unconsciously we're in that network and keeping its laws. But that's called without awareness, unconsciously. And Bala Sulam writes about it. He writes in some article there that it's called unconsciously. But we want to reach the form that we ourselves, with our forces, with our decision, in our direction, in our kavanah, in our intentions, we can reach it. That's called that we activate everything. Yes.
How can one increase sensitivity to that network? To that network? If it's not aware, then how can one become aware?
That's why we were given such means as imagination, thought, desire, inspiration from one another. Pay attention and you'll see a bit more in your mind and your feelings. You'll start being aware that you are. We see this in the world. There are many also events how you see everything's connected and the world is round. And from this, try and understand that the connection between us exists. That you can't do anything about it. But what? We, as much as we'll discover it all, and according to that, we will have an ability to attain, to approach the work of connection in an actual way. That we will keep that connection, that we will. By this, we can reach the building of Adam Rishon. Supposedly, the connection was shattered. Everything is all confused and mixed up that we don't know or understand anything. Towards us, a shattered system is revealed on the smallest degree, which is us and this world, and we need to start connecting and connecting these things together. In our mind, in our feelings, in our, yeah? That's our work. That's how we reach the degree of the Creator. This is how we make the Creator. Creators, come and see, bow it, the light and the vessel that exist one in the other in a full, complete way. Yes?
How does an individual's life feel when he's included in that network?
The life of the individual in this network is that his whole life are only in order to keep and strengthen this network. Simple.
What are the strings of the network?
Strings?
Connections. Networks are connections. So,
participation, connection, concern, recognition of the dependency, everything which is called a connection.
So if it works on participation, on concern, care, so by that he strengthens the network, he becomes more aware to it?
Yes, and the more he can. And for this he has to be included from the deficiencies of the others, and to try and answer those deficiencies. And those deficiencies are how to connect more and more. And then in order to help them, he's included from their desire, and it turns out he always acquires more and more desires and corrects them. And then it turns out that each one that is in this net reaches a feeling and an understanding and a connection with the entire network. That's called 620 times more that you attain.
What does it mean, correct the desires he acquires?
That he connects everyone through him. That he is, to the extent that he connects to others, to that extent he can connect to the upper light. And the upper light, through him, enter the network and fills it.
So he needs to correct that network?
That's called that he's correcting it, resurrecting it. Well, keep reading. What do you want?
Continuing article, the Arvut. For this reason, you find that Matan Torah had to be delayed until they come out of Egypt.
Meaning that they integrated in that wall to receive that was shattered and big and black that separates between them, and they're in a complete argument and hatred. Pharaoh dwells between them on one hand. On the other hand, they understand that they can't remain in such hatred, that they need to overcome above this hatred, because otherwise they don't have the right to exist. That here's the place you will be buried.
And they became a complete nation. Only then there was a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care or concern. However, while
meaning they discovered the evil inclination between them that didn't let them exist, but only on a beastly level where you have everything you need, but in the form of the Adam you have nothing. And this deficiency to be the Adam and not a beast became so big that they're willing to do everything just to come out of the enslavement of the will to receive, even though he supplies them with everything. And then they understand they have to overcome above it and connect between them. And by this, they attain the degree of bestowal called Creator. Okay? No questions. Keep going. Yeah?
Rav, we read this article dozens of times, and today, maybe for the first time, I'm beginning to understand that the only thing we're lacking here is my part in the whole story. The system in it is ready, and only my part's missing.
Well, let's say, yeah.
So, let's say, or is it truly that way?
No, towards each one, for sure, it's like that. Each and every one has to add himself into the general system. To annul towards it, to get its deficiency for correction, and through him, to bring the light that reforms to the entire system, and then to fill the entire system.
And then the next step that I saw, it's as if we're doing all the corporeal actions that we seemingly need to do. We meet throughout the day, we come to the lesson, we do the actions, and then...
So what?
I suddenly see that there's a concealment which is on what I'm doing incorrectly. How can I find what I'm doing incorrectly?
So from this day on, we won't do anything, because the corporeal actions we're doing give us some confidence as if we're doing something, right?
No. It turns out that there are actions that we do. But then I see that the concealment is on that evil inclination, which I don't see. Like from all the work we've done for many years, it turns out that I just don't see this evil inclination. Like you're saying, it's like, I'm doing what I need to do. I don't reach the result.
But I'll be good. I love the friends. You have a connection with them. You yearn for them. And everything's fine. And you don't see that you're not okay. Right?
Yeah, something like that. So how do we reveal this evil? There is evil there because it's not succeeding. That's clear. So how do we reveal it? That's what I want. I want to see it. How does one see it?
What for if you feel that you have a desire to bestow to the friends, desire to bestow to the Creator, everything's fine, thank God, you're advancing?
No, because what we're talking about isn't happening.
There's not a commandment to discover the evil, there's a commandment to reach the good, bestow. So I guess you're not bestowing enough to the friends, in order to see that you're not doing anything but the contrary, constant thoughts of yourself.
Yes, so I'm asking, how can one see it?
So do as much as you can, bestow more to them, then you'll see you're not doing anything, that you're just confusing yourself. That the main thing is, subconsciously you're concerned how to feel good.
That's starting to become clear. The question is, what is the next step other than doing more?
Keep going, keep doing good until you discover that you're not doing anything good. But only concerned of yourself, and that's called bad. That in each and every action, good action you do, all you're doing is an opposite action. Okay.
What's the difference between accepting Arvut and accepting the Torah, receiving the Torah?
You can't receive the Torah if you're not in Arvut, in a connection between you. That you're ready for this connection, then you get the Torah in order to keep the Arvut. Arvut is already a connection between all parts of the system in a correct way. That for now, according to their degree, and they're working in mutuality. That's called Arvut, that each one is included from the other, wants to integrate in the other. Let's say like an electric or electronic system, that they have a balance. And then they work, each one in his own direction. One receives, one gives, one turns something around, the third this, the fourth that. Doesn't matter, but they're all working for the general system. What does that mean? That in that general system, even though each one is different, in each one it was revealed, specifically in the work of everyone, from all the actions, the contradicting actions, one idea will be revealed. That by this, they want to bestow to one another. And when they want to bestow to one another, it's called that they're bestowing to the Creator, to the force that's revealed between them.
And then what's considered here receiving the Torah?
When they want such a thing to happen and to do that, then a special force of bestowal is revealed in them. That the filling is called Torah.
And receiving the Torah is their attitude to the Creator?
Yes.
And what is receiving arvut? How does one receive arvut?
It's like an agreement that they connect between them in such a way that each one completes society in what is belongs to him.
And what does agreeing depend on?
As much as each one understands that the good of society is actually the most precious thing he has.
So this agreement depends on convincing that I'll just understand this just understand it?
Receiving the arvut depends on as much as I understand that all of society depends on me. Only me.
And how can I understand this faster if I don't feel it?
Try every day to feel as much as you're lacking arvut, because without reaching arvut, we don't reach revelation of the Creator that He's revealed in the network of the arvut.
Do I need to feel that the society depends on me, or that I depend on the society?
That I depend on society, it's called a vessel, and that society depends on me, that's already my light, that I'm supposedly the bestower. It's my Ol Chozer. Yes, Moti.
What do we need to learn from the Aravut that's in nature? You mentioned trees, this network, the motion of birds, etc. When I go to lectures, then I show a short clip of salt that you put on a little plate, and according to music, then the salt, it forms different geometrical structures. It's amazing. So my question is, from the still vegetative and animate, what do we need to learn from that, from them being there?
Who's them?
The still vegetative and animate.
There are laws. How do you say it in Hebrew? The Fibonacci numbers. The Fibonacci series that... It's laws in nature that in such a way that it, in a series that keeps ascending, the parts of nature organize. Osun the still, vegetative, animate, Osun the speaking. These numbers bring us points in the ten sefirot. Nehi, Chabad, Chagat, Chabad, and all those. Those are those numbers that also reveal themselves in math. What do we mean? What do I mean? They reveal special connections in the still. On the next degree, it also happened in the vegetative. Then in the next degree, in a parallel degree, it'll happen in the animate. And then in all of the universe, and in the smallest thing, and in the atom, that there are special relationships between the forces in nature, and they give an expression, special expression. That's what we discover. But it exists in a partsuf, in ten sefirot. Then between all the olamot, between every olam and olam, between katnut and gadlut, we can see it there. So what do I want to say? That we reveal these networks that they're all in one network, and all in all, it's ten sefirot. Well, I don't really have the language for it, but maybe there's some article about those numbers. Okay, let's keep going.
Continuing. However, while they were still mingled with the Egyptians, without having any concern with the others, the same need that they would have with a minority, they bother each one in Israel to care for them themselves. Because those minorities will not have any pity for him at all. And the existence of the mitzvah for loving the others for all of Israel.
Meaning that it's not enough that you don't reach revelation of that network and keep it, but the will to receive is constantly increasing in each one and in all of us together, that the upper light like bestows upon us, and we all rise and rise and rise more and more and more, and then it turns out that we need to attain Arvut on an even bigger degree and bigger and bigger, and if we don't do it, we fall.
נמצאים גורמים לשומרי התורה שישארו בזוהמתם באהבה עצמית.
It turns out that even after the reception of the Torah, if a handful from Israel betray and return to the filth of self-love without consideration of others, the same amount of need that is put into the hands of those,
meaning those evildoers, are the ones that already got to some point of the Malchut Shamayim and they can't sustain it and they fall. We're not speaking about simple people, but about people that try to rise and they can't sustain that degree.
Is that clear? What, Rami?
I'm trying from the beginning of the article to read it practically and how we implement it in the 10. Not a big nation, not a...
At least a 10.
And I see a lot of flaws in the connection between us. That.
So correct it, go on. If we enter Arvut on the degree of zero, that we don't disturb one another, we agree to do this, we agree with what the Creator does to us, it's the degree of a view to root. It's something.
How do we release ourselves and each one from the will to receive that is in his savages and all those...
There's?
No, each one of us.
Each one has their own world. And he feels that this world is pulling him, confusing him, giving him different goals which aren't in line with the purpose of creation. So each one needs to help each other. That's called Arvut. To catch on to the right direction.
We also live in an environment.
It doesn't matter. You need to give an example to all your friends, and you need to constantly strengthen them to be and to guard them.
If there's a friend that is burdened about making a living or corporeal,
it's all psychology. There's nothing real there.
How can I release him from self-concern?
You need to work in such a way that he'll understand that that is not his main concern. He needs to work in that. He needs to do everything he can. But his main concern in life needs to be connection between you to attain connection with the Creator. Only from that inclination he'll be able to eventually sustain himself correctly in the general system.
When we're in a congress or a lesson, you can give all those thoughts and...
No. We're talking about daily work.
How from day to day that you're in an environment that is immersed in the will to receive, you run for work and...
I'm not in it. Like Rabash used to say when he worked among the builders, they said to him, let's sit, let's talk, let's have coffee, let's talk about this or that. And he said, I have nothing to talk to you about. You're like little kids. Why do I need to be included from all kinds of people who have nonsense in their mind? It changes from one day to the next. What for? I don't understand you.
It's like you're right. You feel that your existence depends on them.
What existence? Corporeal? So I work. I work as much as I need to, as much as I'm capable of. That's it. What else do you need? What else can be demanded from me? I don't steal. I don't do anything bad to others. What, my mother-in-law isn't satisfied? So, what can I do? What do you want from me? Seriously.
I want to reach a state that in the 10, we're in the state of Arvut.
Arvut means that we pass on from one to the other the confidence that what we do is correct, and that is the only thing that should be done in our lives. And I think in our times, it's not such a big deal. It's not such a big problem. Look at what's happening with this life. Are you done? Goldman, go on. Give it to him, Dudi.
I heard that you said to Dudi that society depending on me is my reflected light. And it's obvious that if I can invest in the friends, it's my devotion to the Creator. But the fact that I'm dependent on society is the kli. How is the fact that I'm dependent on society is a kli?
The fact that you depend on society, by that you absorb their deficiencies. And you can, through those deficiencies, advance. All of our work is to be included in the society, to get deficiencies from them, to ask for connection from the Creator based on those deficiencies, and start fulfilling them as much as I can. That's all of my work.
What's the fulfillment of this kli?
The Creator, the Upper Light. If I get a deficiency from them, I raise this deficiency, it's already man, I raise it to the Creator, I get mad, I pass it on to the society.
So the fulfillment of that deficiency, that kli, is a bigger deficiency.
Yes. As much as I lack fulfillment to the friends, I get fulfilled by that deficiency as well, because I have concern for them. Imagine that you are in concern for your friends. To what extent would you understand that this is the correct deficiency and this would sustain you? How is a mother constantly thinking about how she can give to her child? What else is he missing? Keep going.
You therefore see that all of Israel are responsible for one another, both on the positive side and on the negative side. On the positive side, if they keep the Arvut to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and mitzvot, the commandments, meaning to bring contentment to their maker. On the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep the Arvut, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nation to remain immersed in their filth and lowliness without finding a way out of their filth.
In short, to learn the law of Arvut, how to keep it, how to come closer to it, that is for us the realization of all of our spiritual advancement.
Can there be an advancement in the 10 or a spiritual without making flaws, without such a state that you come back to your...
You can never advance on the right if I won't first discover the left. Left, right, left, right. That's how we advance. You can say right, left, because I need to be first of all in right, in inclination towards bestowal. But that's how it is. That's how revelation is, because otherwise, how will you advance if you don't have these deficiencies? You need to discover the deficiency, and according to the deficiency, you need to search for a fulfillment, for a correction. What is the correction? What is the fulfillment of it? And by that, to advance. There is no righteous in the land who has done good and did not sin. It's impossible. Otherwise, what will you correct? What does it mean to take a step forward? It means that you have some kind of corrupted will to receive. You correct it. You realize it in order to bestow after its correction. And then that's considered that you advanced. How can you do it without discovering how opposite you are and how... You need to first discover all of the negative side.
So that's my question. If we're all interconnected, and there'll always be a state in the ten that somebody's going to fall back to his filth or everything he describes here, how can we reach that state of alvut where each one is relieved from his own concerns? There's always going to be somebody that is...
Good, good. That's good. That's the Creator doing that. And then I care. I care for all of my friends to pass on to them, at least as now, to pass on my... to inspire them, to give them the greatness of the goal, the greatness of society, the greatness of connection, inspiration from all these elements through which we advance and come closer to the purpose of life. And if they fall, then we have even greater ability to overcome, to advance. And if the Creator brings us all down, then it's even more so. That specifically, in what does He help? He helps in bringing us down. That's considered that you are a worker of the Creator, that you're then happy for being given the work. Yes.
So in the practice, the only thing we're in Alvut is to keep the spirits in the ten of greatness and inspiration. And
yes. Yes. Very nice.
Ken.
Yes.
My question is how to understand or how to phrase my deficiency correctly in order to turn to the Creator, and the example that Rami gave. Somebody in my ten has financial problems. I want to integrate it in order to turn to the Creator.
If it's really a serious problem, then you also need to possibly take care of it on the corporeal level if it's from today to today. But usually it all depends on the connection between us. Strengthen in the connection between us, and you'll see how it pulls you forward.
So not to get impression by the fog, but to ask for connection. That's the deficiency.
Yes, but also you need to still pay attention for true corporeality of the friend.
Thank you.
Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
We'll go to